This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and you can Skype into the show. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, what is paper terrorism? Someone in Canada has been charged with it, and Daryl, you've got the story. We'll get into that here in moments with you tonight. It's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Daryl.
Let's go to Dave. He's calling from New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, well, a week or two ago, we were talking about the fact that Manchester Police Department has started encrypting a lot. Well, they're going to be trying to encrypt all of their communications, you know, radio communications.
Yes, very disturbing. Manchester, New Hampshire.
So in response to that, a Free Stater, in fact, the former president of the Free State Project, Carla Garrick, has called a demonstration at Manchester City Hall. It's sort of, she's taking a page from Free Talk Live, though, and it's not just going to be a demonstration about encryption. That was the first grievance that she listed, but it's going to be a soapbox demonstration. So she's going to let anybody get up and stand on a soapbox for 2 minutes and talk about whatever they want. I don't know if she's bringing a literal soapbox or not, but that's just going to be on Tuesday, October 4th.
Cool. That sounds like fun. Are you going?
I don't know. It'll be, what is it, about 2 weeks from now?
Sounds right. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. She got good turnout at the last one. She only gave about 4 days' notice for the last one, which is essentially a protest against Manchester police overreach. And I don't know exactly what the turnout was. I got the impression it was at least in the dozens.
Fantastic. Well, you know, I think more visible action is better. I know some people don't like it, but I think it's important to do. We would, of course, just finished up a direct action event here in Keene with the beer pong, which we really didn't even talk about on the air, I don't think, on Free Talk Live to any extent. And Vincent, you were one of the participants there.
Yes.
There's some video footage of you chugging the beer.
Had to start it with that footage.
In the park.
I was like, hey, here's a video. Like, oh, it's me.
So, Dave, did you see any of that?
Yeah, I watched your video, and I was actually thinking about making a separate call about that because you did such a good job filming that. I was really shocked. You're one of my former students, and I see you getting better at this every year, and it was good to see.
Oh, thanks, Dave. You know, what you're referring to is you actually have given classes to folks on how to do Ridleyos, which is what you call your Dave Ridley, and your Ridleyos is a kind of cute name for the video packages that you've put together. And you're officially trained as a professional videographer. You worked for like Fox in the past in Boston. And
but you'd never know that from looking at my channel anymore because I've fallen so behind technologically.
Yeah, I wish you just.
I know how to cut the boring parts out. And you definitely seem to have done that with your video. It was steady. It, you know, of course, it was much higher resolution than what I shoot. And
I was just
proud to see it.
For all the money that I've sent you in sponsorship dollars over the years, Dave, I do wish you'd just get yourself an SD based camera so you don't have to deal with DV tape.
Is he still using
anymore?
Like that 16mm film?
No, he's using DV, which isn't quite as bad as 16mm, but it's still. I mean,
no,
you're still
works,
having.
Actually,
you still sell those?
I did get a new camera, and that was in 2011. But that new camera was worse than all the others, and the only reason things look so bad now is that all the other DV cameras have failed, and I'm now using the so-called new camera.
Oh, so what's the format of this new camera?
This thing runs on SD.
SD.
You know, it shoots decent resolution, but by the time I put it into Windows Movie Maker and upload it looks wrong. And then also all the other software I've tried, the 3, doesn't work. So I'm stuck until I'm not stuck.
Damn it. Well, I'm glad to hear that you're at least off of DV tape.
Well, let me ask this question.
That's a good thing.
I don't know where in the state you're living now, but is there a community access channel anywhere near you? Because I know that Cheshire TV, which is the community access here in Keene, they do have equipment that people can go in and use as long as they submit something for airing on the channel. So that might be an option to where you can get one of these really good fancy programs to edit stuff with and then just put your stuff on community access.
Yeah, I live in Bedford, and I know the guy that runs the Bedford, you know, community television station. I've never actually done anything about that, but I do know him.
All right, Dave. Any other comments you want to share on you know, activism across New Hampshire? What's going on with NHExit right now? NHExit.com, that's sort of your creation. It is basically a loosely knit group of activists who are working towards promoting the idea of New Hampshire seceding from the United States.
It looks like you're the main thing going on NHExit right now. You've indicated that you want to call a demonstration for October 1st, and I'm just focused on supporting that.
Cool. Well, I hope that it looks like there's some interest in that. The reason I ended up asking if anybody wanted to do it was because we were talking about it here at the local Bitcoin meetup. It just happened to come up as another option of, hey, why don't we, it's Halloween, let's do a masked event or a costume event, because people love costumes. I remember one time I took, back before NHExit and before, you know, a lot of the secession stuff was happening here, I've had my Feds Out of NH sign for a long time, and I took that alone to Central Square with a V mask from V for Vendetta, and I got tremendous response. I mean, it was just such popular response. I had people, like, taking pictures of me as they would kind of pull by. They'd snap my picture, and it was like, you know, somebody's going to put this on their Facebook or Twitter, and so you're going to get even more exposure with costumes than you are if you're just, you know, standing by your lonesome out with a sign at wherever there's a lot of traffic. So normally you're going to get just the traffic, but if somebody's got a good costume on, people are going to, not only are they going to stop and take a picture, they're going to pull over, get out of the car, they're going to come up, they're going to ask to take a picture with you, and of course that is even more likely to get shared on somebody's social media page, which, of course, would include whatever it is that your sign says about secession. So hopefully this will be a really really fun version of the NHExit events. Thank you, Dave, for your call tonight. Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Yeah, so we did do a beer pong event recently here in Keene, and the video's still up, still fresh, over at FreeKeene.com. It's on the FreeKeene YouTube channel as well. It was over an hour long, and the Keene police lied, of course, to the news media who attended, and Keene police told them that we were only there for a half an hour. Not true. We were there for more than an hour, and they also threatened us with arrest. Anyone who was playing the beer pong was going to be arrested, they said, based on some city ordinance that they claim prohibited the throwing of things and running and any sort of sporting activity in the downtown area.
Right, it was like running, jumping, throwing of balls.
Yeah, those were some of the things that were included. And the idea was, and the ordinance itself, now we didn't take the time to look it up on the spot, but we probably should have, because I felt like they might have been lying to us.
I asked them what the name of it was.
They didn't tell you.
I said, yeah, I was like, what number it is, and they just turned around and leave.
Yeah, they ignored that.
We don't have to tell you nothing, boy.
And so I did look it up when I got home later, and sure enough, the ordinance in question does not actually cover Railroad Square, which was the park that we were in. It covers the main central park, the central square. And the reason why it covers that is because it's literally right in the middle of a roundabout in downtown Keene, New Hampshire. And so if you're in that park and you've got a frisbee or a football and you're throwing that back and forth, it's only a matter of time before it goes into the road. I mean, it's just a matter. It's a guarantee it's going to happen. You're throwing some sort of thing in that park, it's going to go into the road, and that could cause, you know, a kid to run out into the road or something. And I can see why those rules were created to prohibit the throwing of balls and things like that in that park. But, of course, we're talking about beer pong. And
right, and you have to have little balls, and you have to throw them.
That's correct. But, of course, no one would have ended up throwing that ball anyway, in any way, shape, or form that it could have possibly have gotten involved in any kind of traffic accident.
And also, you were not on the sidewalk or the road.
Correct. We were in the brickyard, as they call it. And
that area is considered to be one of the parks in Keene.
And the ordinance specifically applies to Central Square, the entirety of that. It applies to all of the roads and sidewalks in downtown Keene. But it does not say anything about Railroad Square or any of the other parks. So they were completely misapplying that thing. They threatened us. They said they were going to come back in 15 minutes and then arrest us if we continued to play. So we played for about another half hour after that, and they never came back. It turned into a pretty entertaining video. You can check it out over at freekeen.com. And you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. What's paper terrorism? We'll find out coming up here on Free Talk Live.
When we ran out, we stopped using it.
Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished? We thought everything was fine, and that was not a good thing.
No.
He started stinking. It was awful.
Shedding comes back. Loss of hair. Lots of dandruff.
Scratching will return. His shedding will increase.
If I ever took Roy off of Dinovite, he would go back to his hair loss.
Dinovite.com.
859-428-1000.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dinovite.
When I get to about three quarters.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops. It's time to place my order. Dinovite.com.
Each and every day she is getting the Dinovite.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dinovite. If it's working, don't quit.
Don't do what I did and run out.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Still to come, paper terrorism. What is it Daryl will elucidate us on that subject, thanks to a Canadian man who's been charged with it. And he calls himself a freeman on the land, which should sound familiar to longtime listeners of the shows. We've had one of the Freeman on the Land creators, Robert Menard, on the show in the past. So you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450. Free Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can help support the show and also get big discounts from Amazon by using saveitpurse.com to purchase your products that you want to buy from Amazon. I just got a couple of VGA cables from Amazon. I got 15%. I got 15% off of that one because I kind of wanted them in a hurry. So I set my discount at 15%. You get to choose whatever discount you want. You can do 10%, 15%, 20%. You can try for more. The higher it is, the longer it'll likely take to get the deal. Like, I've had some printer ink sitting for 25% for several days, and they haven't gotten a bite yet.
Drop it down to 20.
Yeah, I probably will. Just, you know, I don't urgently need them yet, so I've been waiting.
I printed some stuff off a couple days ago, and it said we're less than 50 sheets.
All right, I guess I'll have to drop it down. But I've never actually bought, like, the official brand name ink before, like the actual HP ink, and I love knockoffs for the most part. I really enjoy them. But when it comes to printer ink, the knockoff printer toner that I've had with the previous printer has just not been impressive. It frequently looks absolutely terrible. And so even though it costs like a third of the price of what regular printer ink costs, it's just not worth it for the hassle.
I'm still trying to figure out how on that previous printer that we had that was a black and white only printer.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't? Oh, I thought it was.
No.
Okay. Then that sort of explains how that weird pink line would always wind up.
That would be why.
It was like, how does a black and white printer wind up with a pink line?
Yeah, so I'm finally going to go ahead and buy some official HP ink, but I can't justify paying full price. So I'm using saveitpurse.com because, like, full price, these things are like almost $400. Like, you literally will pay more for a replacement ink cartridge, replacement ink cartridges than you would for a brand new printer. And the thing what they do is, with the new printers, they only give you like a trainer cartridge. So when you buy a brand new printer, you're not getting an actual full ink cartridge in there. They only give you like a fraction of what a normal ink cartridge would have. So within the first year, you got to go and buy yourself all these really expensive ink cartridges. So anyway, saveitpurse.com. I will be saving probably, I would guess, it will probably sell at 20%. If not, I'll drop it down further. But either way, I'm going to save way more by saveitpurse.com because, you know, otherwise I'd pay full price at Amazon. So save AT Purse. Oh, yeah, here's the catch. You have to have Bitcoin in order to get these savings. If you don't have Bitcoin, you can't get any of the deals from saveitpurse.com. Let's go to JR calling from South Phoenix. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, JR.
Stands for James Robert.
And hi there, James.
Yeah, preaches that lie, die and go to hell, Daryl W. Perry. And you've been lying about me ever since the very first time I called your stupid show.
What?
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm your biggest fan, James. Sorry.
I don't want to talk to you. I don't even respect you hanging out with a couple losers and liars. And that's
what did you call
him? Going to turn in. I said I don't respect Vincent, and
no.
I didn't call to talk to him. I called to talk to that lying pig. Daryl W. Perry.
You just had a guy tell you he's your biggest fan, and you
care.
Blow him off.
I'm not looking for fans in this world. I'm only called to challenge you to speak about the things you speak of, and I've been character assassinated online and on your show frequently about things I've never done. And then you double down and call me a liar, Daryl W. Perry. You are a liar, and so is Ian Freeman. And Vincent, you're guilty by association, and one of these days you and I meet, you're not going to be laughing.
But what?
Oh, you got your own. He's threatening you
I've
now.
I've seen
Vincent.
What you look like, James.
No,
I'm pretty sure
I'm
I will be laughing.
You. I'm not threatening you at all. You
no, no, you would never do that.
Apologize to me and Ian Bernard. Right? I'm not threatening you. I guarantee you I will hurt you. It's so badly you will
I'm
wish
pretty
never,
sure
ever
that's a threat.
Sure.
Yeah, that's like
not a threat, that's
saying
a
that you guarantee.
That's not a threat. That's a comment. Yeah, You've accused me of doing things I've never done, and you got your rocks off me, and then you call me a liar. You're lucky that you can use your hands and you can wipe your own sassafras. You won't be after you meet me if you don't apologize. Vincent, you think it's funny. I don't think it's funny that you... I think you're a douchebag.
We're going back. We're going mad. Oh, this is great.
Vincent, I'm not going mad.
No, it's, oh, wow.
Oh, you will be mad at yourself if you ever meet me, Ian Bernard, and you don't apologize for calling me a liar in the public airways, which you are, and I can prove it. And you both belong in jail because you're both losers. Vincent, you actually moved to New Hampshire to live with these losers? And you're
laughing? He actually already lived in New Hampshire.
Vincent,
yeah.
Vincent,
hi, James.
What does Ian Bernard do to be a productive member in New Hampshire? Let me put it this way. If I were to pound his head into the ground and so we could never broadcast Free Talk Live ever again, who in Keene, New Hampshire would care?
Outside that Liberjovian
house that you're in right now, outside in Keene, New Hampshire, where people actually have to work for a living and do real things honorably and live decent lives, productive lives,
A lot of people, actually. Ian's a pretty great guy, and a lot of people like him, and I like him. I only knew him for
between the ages
known him
of 18
long.
And 25 don't count. They're called kids. Ian Bernard.
Wow, that's really condescending. James, really? Thanks for the call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
That was surreal.
No, that was James. We have a caller named Surreal,
oh, really?
Actually. Yeah.
No, we have a caller named Surreal.
I know. Yes, we do. Let's see. There was something he said I was going to respond to, but it was so insignificant. I don't think any of it deserves
being responded to.
I feel bad. I didn't let him talk. I was laughing too hard.
Oh, he had plenty to say. I don't know what you're talking about. He just went on his rant, and, you know, here we are.
So, paper terrorism.
Yes.
Story comes from the National Post.
Paper terrorism
Canada.
As opposed to calling on the phone and threatening someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in Canada, at least in Edmonton, which is, I believe, in Alberta, they say that paper terrorists will no longer be tolerated in a precedent-setting move against a self-proclaimed freeman on the land. A 45-year-old man has been charged with intimidation of a justice system participant by filing a deluge of documents in court. The charges against Alan Boisjoli of Vegreville stem from a speeding ticket issued by a community peace officer outside of Edmonton in May 2015. Boisjoli filmed the incident, posted it to YouTube, and then launched a campaign of legal filing against the officer. He attempted to file a lien against the officer in Edmonton court, claiming that the officer was liable for $225,000 for detaining him and issuing him the ticket. Edmonton Detective Ray Girard said that paper terrorism tactics allegedly used by Boisjoli are typical of the freemen on the land. Girard said, they use a plethora of documents which really mean absolutely nothing. They're just cutting and pasting from all over the internet, from all of the world. They put them together in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages of documents and flood the court with this, just in an effort to overwhelm the courts and confuse people.
I guess I just don't even understand. I mean, aren't you supposed to be able to file things in court? So if you file too many things, then they charge you with something? 855-450-FREE. We'll find out more coming up.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN and Longevity are bringing Dr. Joel Wallach to Hawaii for the first time in 20 years. Aloha, I'm Melina, Senior Vice Chairman with Longevity GCN team. Exclusive to GCN, you have the opportunity to meet and greet with Dr. Joel Wallach of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. For leaders that want to support GCN, your health and wealth, visit WallachHawaii.com, TeamGaday.com, or call 808-436-5025.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, I'm Ian.
I'm Vincent.
And I'm Daryl.
We will go right into your phone calls and thoughts coming up here. Daryl's got more to share, though, on the way about the so-called paper terrorism. Freeman yes. on the Land has been charged in Canada for this, and we'll discuss that further. But first, to your calls and thoughts. Mark is in Nevada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Welcome,
hey,
sir.
I support that that last caller's back. I mean, how did you guys get on the air anyways? The syndication on K2X out here in Needles. And how did you guys get this show? All you do is you intimidate people, and you sound like Heckle and Jekyll, okay?
And intimidate people.
A couple of smart asses, and I got that last caller's back.
Okay, Mark. Well, please explain how we intimidate people on Free Talk Live. I'd really love to hear that.
You try to sound smarter than everybody else,
Because
the conversation around, and it's
also that's intimidating. So now having superior intellect is an intimidation factor.
Superior intellect. Well, that's not you, and it's not your brother over there.
Never claimed to be smarter than anyone. You're the one who just said something about that.
Precisely.
Uh huh. Okay,
that's a big word, precisely. That's
so
good.
So you don't like that the hosts seem like they might be smarter than some of the callers on the show?
You intimidate people on the air, you know. And
well, to intimidate
how? By asking them to elaborate on their claims?
Are you scared right now?
To be a smartass.
Are you scared right now, Mark?
Hell no.
Okay, so then you're not intimidated.
What time do you get out tonight, brother, and I'll beat your head?
Wow. Two calls in a row from some winners here. So
Winner, you're damn right.
If you're not intimidated, then how can you call us intimidating? Are you trying to stand up for all of our weak callers?
No.
Have you been drinking tonight?
I don't know how you got this show in the first place.
Well, it's called a lot of hard work, lot of phone calls.
Hey, brother, how many? How many syndications do you have across the country?
171. How about you?
Well, about 170 now, and I'm maybe 169.
Oh, yeah? What, are you going to pull the plug?
I'm the last caller in A, but you guys are entertaining when you're good. But,
wait a minute. Okay, hold on. I think you might have miscommunicated when you asked me how many syndicates we have.
No, you misunderstood me, brother.
Yeah,
syndicates are radio stations that carry the show. There's 171 of them.
Howard Stern and Glenn
You just
Beck,
intimidated him.
Who else?
I don't think we're really communicating here, Mark. Why are you naming off other talk show hosts?
See, here you go. Yeah, here you go. You don't think we're communicating here. I'm trying to make a point. And
that's why I'm asking you questions so I can understand your point. See,
you're trying to intimidate him.
See, no. This is called good communication. When somebody calls, most talk show hosts will, just hang up on you as soon as you say your first sentence or whatever.
I'm not a pussy like you.
Well, thank you, Mark. I appreciate that. Now, look, what I'm trying to explain to you here is most talk show hosts will hang up. I wasn't saying you would hang up.
No, I'm not worried about it.
You're also not the talk show host.
You're a caller.
You would have hung up on me by now anyway.
Well, we haven't hung up on you by now. So I'm trying to explain to you is that most talk show hosts would have hung up on you, but we've continued this conversation, and that's evidence of the fact that I want to know what it is you are trying to say. When I ask questions, that's me trying to understand you, whatever it is you're trying to say. So you've started naming off talk show hosts. Why did you do that?
Because they're in syndication like you.
Okay.
I said this like 2 minutes ago.
So the 171, you understand we're on 171 radio stations,
and
right?
And I wish we had a real station between, what are you guys on, 4 to 7 or something?
Yeah, that's right, 4 to 7 Pacific. We're on KTOX out there.
They really need to change the program director. Really needs to. I hope he's hearing right now, but he's not taking heed to it.
Have you been drinking tonight, Mark?
Have you?
Not yet.
No, not yet. Okay, tell you what. When you go out to the bar next time, on your way home.
Yeah.
Ian doesn't go out to the bar.
Oh, Mark bought me this beer. Yes, I've had.
You're gonna buy a beer for me? That's actually really nice of you. Can you send me the Bitcoin?
What's a Bitcoin?
Bitcoin is a cryptocurrency. You can go to Bitcoin.com to learn more.
Or what?
No, it's better than coins you win at the casino because you can actually send money anywhere in the world for next to no cost. You should check out Bitcoin.com when you get a chance, Mark. And, hey, call us anytime, all right? Whether you need to threaten us or whatever it is to feel good.
I'm not saying, where the hell is Ralph?
I don't know.
He's in New Jersey.
Suspiciously absent so far tonight. This is so far the first night that Ralph hasn't called before the last segment of the show. So maybe he'll call
him. I get a kick out of him.
Thanks, Mark. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your call tonight. It turned out better than I thought it would. Let's talk to David. He's on the line. Actually, no, he's not. So we'll get to David here in just a moment. We're going to Shotguns with a bunch of Z's report. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I just wanted to say real quick that all these people calling it, well, I guess it's just James and the guy, the last guy. Well, they're crazy, first of all, but I think it all comes down to this. They're statists and they're frustrated with the things that you're saying, so they have to find, they can't debunk it though, so they have to find a different way to attack you, and they do it by making stuff up. That's what it is. And I think that could be said of not just radio shows, but anybody who espouses libertarian ideas at all. I've noticed that that's something that people usually go to, it seems like.
Oh, absolutely.
Where you just,
All they have, and this kind of ties back around to the first topic of the show, where one of our listeners was harangued and threatened basically by a mayor and an audience at a city council meeting. You know, all they have in their corner is violence and popularity. So they want to make it look like you're a minority, and we are. And they want to pick on you, and they want to threaten you, and because that's all they can really do is make fun of you and, you know, find reasons to hate you rather than actually rebut the things that you say about, you know, why the state is a terrible idea and why using aggressive force is, you know, it essentially creates unintended consequences and is problematic and immoral as well. So they really have nothing to say. I think you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. And I also wanted to mention, too, that I had it playing on my phone. And my basically two-year-old son here, he heard James talking and was saying, bad, bad, bad. So even a baby knows that the guy's wrong. So it's just worth pointing out that a baby, a two-year-old baby, knows that James is an insane person.
Right. He probably couldn't understand fully the sentences that were coming out of James's mouth.
No.
But he understood the vibrations, the bad vibrations
yes.
emanating from James. Babies can
right.
tune in on that kind of stuff, like dogs.
Yeah.
You know, and cats, for instance.
Yeah.
Good call, Shotguns
yeah.
Report. Anything else you want to share tonight?
I just want to say you guys are doing a great job. I think I'm very thankful for the service that you guys provide.
Thanks, dude.
So that's
Appreciate
all I have
the call
to say.
Tonight. Thanks for the call. Toll-free number here if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Now we have David. He's in New Mexico. David, also on via Skype. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah. You just had that paper terrorism topic.
Yeah.
Here's a good one that happened to me. And if anybody from the ACLU or other civil rights attorneys in New Mexico are listening, here's one for you. Chief Judge Ted Baca at the time, In the district court in downtown Albuquerque, also same order signed by Elizabeth Whitefield. They signed an order because it doesn't say in the order why. There's no explanation given whatsoever why they wrote this order, but it was a short one paragraph order saying that I'm not allowed in the courthouse. Period.
I want to hear more about this. Hold on, David. It's Free Talk Live.
Know that sound? That's the sound of trouble for CPAP users. Did you know that just one drop of water in your CPAP system can become a breeding ground for mold and bacteria? Breathe that stuff in and you're battling respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But here's good news. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's the healthier way to clean your system because it kills 99.9% of germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-951-9693. SoClean makes cleaning your CPAP a breeze. It's completely hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let one drop of water wreak havoc on your body. Call SoClean.com now for your risk-free trial while supplies last. 1-800-951-9693. That's 1-800-951-9693.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extracts. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain in this episode, but enough time if you want to join us now. The number's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Ian Vincent and Daryl in the studio here tonight. And don't forget to check out more of Daryl over on his website, libertylobby.xyz. That is where you're raising money to fund liberty lobbying efforts that you do, that you've been doing, and now you're going to be doing as a profession.
Yes.
Hopefully, if you can raise enough. You're probably going to do it anyway. But at the very least, whatever it is you raise will help supplement that program of going to the State House regularly, among other things, and contacting these representatives and, you know, sharing the ideas of liberty on various different issues with
them.
That's the plan, right?
That is the plan, yes.
And you would accept contributions from those who want to support your efforts, because this is a way for people who can't move to New Hampshire immediately. You know, maybe you want to come here eventually, or maybe you just can't move for whatever reason. You're stuck via family or career or something where you live. You can't join the largest group of voluntarists, libertarians, liberty-loving anarchists in the world. If you can't physically get here, your money helps a lot, because with money we can do a lot more. We've already been the most successful libertarian migration of all time. And there's just so much that have already been accomplished. We can do more with more, and that's what you're asking folks to do at libertylobby.xyz is get behind you. You're going to be reporting as well, so you'll be blogging and, you know, putting videos up and things like that.
Yes.
As we get into the year. Now,
there's actually, you know, because the time of year that we are right now, there's...
Now it's legislative filing season right now, right?
That period ended today for state reps that are running for re-election.
Right.
And then after the election, there's a couple weeks for things to be filed again. But there are some things that were turned into study committees earlier in the year where those study committees are finally meeting. One of those, they put out on the calendar today, has a hearing on Wednesday, and that's the Cryptocurrency Regulation Study Committee that has a subcommittee hearing on Wednesday, 10 o'clock, and I plan on being there.
Now, a study committee, do they allow public to speak?
That's the purpose of that committee.
I see.
So there's, you know, a couple of legislators out of the House, a couple out of the Senate. Mm-hmm. This particular committee has a person representing the cryptocurrency community selected by the governor. Don't know how the hell the governor winds up determining who to appoint to represent cryptocurrency.
Whoever it is, it's going to be awful.
But the purpose of this is for public input to say this is why we, most of the people are going to say this is why we need regulation and this is what they should be.
So is this
will be there saying we don't need regulation and here's the reasons why.
Is this going to be your first appearance as a orange badged lobbyist?
Yes, it will.
Oh, that's very exciting. Well, hopefully I'll get to tag along with you for that. So anyway, that's cool, and we'll continue to bring you more content. I hope you'll cross-post some stuff over at FreeKeen to get you, you know, some extra views on that. LibertyLobby.xyz, contribute to Daryl. He's looking for monthly contributions. He'll take one-time contributions, whatever you can afford per month. He'll put it towards gas and food and, you know, making sure he can actually take a day off from work to go and do this stuff. So it's important work, and, you know, if it takes off, maybe you can hire another lobbyist or something like that.
That's the plan. If I wind up getting enough regular contributions to where I can sufficiently cover, and I'm only asking for $5,000 a year,
which is not
a lot. That's what, you know, a lot of the lobbyists get paid per quarter.
Yeah.
I'm seeking that per year. If I wind up bringing in enough to where I'm comfortable of if a few people drop off, I'll still be able to cover myself plus somebody else, and then I'll hire another lobbyist.
LibertyLobby.xyz. Let's bring David back here. You were telling us you had an order issued against you by the local courthouse judge or judges saying that you were not allowed to come into the courthouse. What's that all about?
Well, good question. But first of all, what the order says is that I'm not allowed to come into the courthouse, period. In other words, if you violate me in some civil way, you break my property or whatever, I can't even sue you in that court because I'm not allowed to come in the courthouse. It also further specifies I'm not allowed to file any court cases, and meaning anybody's free to damage me here because I can't sue them in this jurisdiction.
I was about to say that sounded similar to something that happened to Ian, where you were told you weren't allowed in the courthouse. But
no, there was an order written that bans all handing out of flyers or pamphlets or paperwork.
That's not the one I'm talking about. When the county sheriff, about 5 years ago,
gave trespass order.
You and several other people no trespass orders to the courthouse.
It's one of the scenes from Derek J's victimless crime spree,
but
where I am later arrested for violating.
You were still allowed, you know, if you had a court date, you would be allowed to go to your court
date.
Correct.
If I had official business with the court, I would be allowed to go. So you're saying they banned you outright, and the language makes it clear?
They banned me outright from the premises, and they also banned me specifically from being able to be a party to any.
This is insane. I mean, isn't this clear deprivation?
What purpose?
Right. Well, first of all, why did they do this in your mind? And then also, I mean, this is a clear deprivation of your rights. Have you contacted the ACLU?
Well, hopefully they're listening now, but I've contacted the ACLU at different times about different things. I don't recall if I specifically brought this to their attention. I think I have, but I'll be resubmitting it again in the future.
Why did they do this to you? Why do you think this happened?
I can answer your question. Number one, in the order itself, it gives zero reason why. There's no reason given. It's just an order barring me. When, for instance, one of the senior security guards, the deputies that does security at the courthouse. Oh, also, part of this order is when I am allowed in the courthouse, which is only to attend hearings in the one case that was still open that regarded the loss of my children. When I attended those hearings, and that's the only reason I could be in the courthouse, that I was to be escorted at all times by courthouse security, meaning the deputies, which doesn't bother me. I consider them all friends. And one of the senior guys there, Richard, one time a professional that was accompanying me, she asked Richard why they were doing this to me. The quote from him was, they consider him a troublemaker.
So you filed a bunch of documents with the court?
What That's one reason that is used, not against me. No, the answer to the question is no. That's called a vexatious litigant, and nobody has ever accused me of being a vexatious litigant because, in fact, I have never filed any litigation in any courthouse at all prior to that incident, and I've filed very little afterward, and that was in the federal court surrounding incidents like this. So no, I've not.
When was this order issued? How recent is this?
This is a multiple years old, but it's not. There's no expiration date on it.
I mean, it's just bewildering to me that they could do something like that. It seems highly illegal. I mean, you have a right to access the courts. The order that you were referring to, Daryl, against me and several other activists here in Keene, was ultimately found to be unconstitutional. That was an order written not by a judge, but by the local sheriff. And so one of the judges in the district court, actually Judge Burke, who makes quite an appearance in a lot of our movies out here, he was the one who actually did the right thing and threw that no trespass order out as unconstitutional. So I suspect this would also be thrown out as unconstitutional. And whether you could get any kind of fees or whatever from it, I don't know. But good luck, David, and thanks for the heads up on that. Fascinating stuff. Sarah is also listening in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Vincent, and Daryl.
Yes, you know, I handed out like 300 voter registration cards in the last 2 months. And so I do volunteer work, and my emphasis was to go to UNIM and point out the microscopic letter of the website to register on online, but they write it so small on the bottom that you have to sit there with a magnifying glass for 30 minutes to find it. So I found
Sarah, I'm confused here. If you had voter registration cards, why were you telling people the name of the website?
Well, it's printed on there because the thing is, why should I pay
right,
for
but
copies?
You had the voter registration cards. If you have a voter registration card for somebody, it's easier for them to fill that out than to send them home and tell them to go to a website.
Well, the thing about it is that I'm speaking to young people, and then they're always on their computer.
They don't know how to write their name on the card that you are holding in your hand you are talking to
people
them?
People are going
to
be in a hurry when they're walking by, and so there is that factor. But further, one of the things I found, and I've done voter registration work when I was in Florida. You can't
do it in New Hampshire.
Thanks for the call tonight. But what you want to do is, if you're going to do this kind of thing, you want to fill it out for them. You don't want to sit there and wait for them to fill it out because they're going to screw it up. They're going to not see the areas they're supposed to write stuff in, and you got to just fill it out for them and then have them sign it. That's the easiest way to do it because then you're less likely to get it wrong. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, that could be illegal. Check your local laws. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.